Hello, thanks for joining me. I'm Veronica Scaresbury,
bringing you Benedict XVI's words in English to the members of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, who gathered around him in the Vatican's Clementine Hall on Friday 23rd of May. Words which focused on the nature and purpose of human communications, at the heart of which the Pope stressed there must be an engagement with questions of truth. It's not just enough to inform, educate, entertain, convince and comfort.
But the final verse of any communication lies in its truthfulness.
The Holy Father went back to early reflections on the nature of communications, quoting from ancient philosophers, the likes of Plato and Cato the Elder. From Plato, he gleaned his warning against the dangers inherent to any type of communication that seeks to promote the aims and purposes of the communicator, or those by whom he or she is employed, without consideration for the truth of what is communicated. And from Cato the Elder, he highlighted the definition of the orator as vir bonus dicendi peritus, a good or honest man skilled in communicating. The Pope then spoke of how he views communication, which he defined as an art. Let's listen.
The art of communication is by its nature linked to an ethical value, to the virtues that are the foundation of morality. In the light of the definition, I encourage you as educators to nourish and reward that passion for truth and goodness that is always strong in the young.
The Pope's plea to communicators was to help the young so they may give themselves fully to the search of truth. And the Pope added that they should make sure to teach them that their passion for truth, which can be well served by a certain methodological scepticism, particularly in matters affecting public interest, should not be distorted and reduced to a relativistic cynicism in which all claims to truth and beauty be routinely rejected or ignored. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbury.